Friends, roadies, countrymen, and all listeners around the world, it's me, J.E., John Edmund, podcasting this program from the heart of the African wilderness, the Limpopo province of South Africa. This month, I'm pleased to say I will be inviting some more knowledgeable and interesting guests to chat to us about some interesting subjects based on our amazing flora and fauna. Folks from all over the world have South Africa and its wildlife on their bucket lists. So, if you haven't been to Africa yet, here's something to whet your appetite. My guest for this week is Arno Leroux. Arnold, spelt A-R-N-A-U-D. Arno Leroux. He's another great friend of mine, and I've known him for many, many years. Arno, like my guest last week, is a highly qualified person in many facets of ecology. He holds a national diploma in agriculture and three of the highest national diplomas in nature conservation. He spent 13 years as a researcher and a conservationist in the Limpopo Department of Agriculture. He then went into consulting for a large eco-rangeland management company. To add to this amazing CV, he spent 9 years on behalf of the Endangered Wildlife Trust, EWT, coordinating many projects for them, such as animal health and protection, wildlife conflict mitigation, and various animal health projects like the ectoparasiticide programs, like Operation Oxpecker and Operation Dung Beetle. He has consulted on vegetation management and the promotion of responsible use of herbicides for the South African Electricity Supply Commission, Eskom. He's also worked with the forestry industry and as well as working groups and committees concentrating on problem birds and birds of prey, development of selective herbicides, wildlife ranching, fire protection associations, small game breeders, and even hiking trails. Wow, Arno's done it all. You name it. Wow, he's been there. Arno has excelled in all these areas and for 4 years won the EWT Achiever Award, Service to Society Award, and many others. I was honored to work with Arno in our local Raptor Conservancy, and he once served as our chairman. On a personal basis, if there's anything I want to know about anything eco or wildlife, Arno will enlighten me. So with no more ado, I will hand you over to him to talk about one of the many subjects on which he is an authority.
Oxpeckers in a changing environment. Two of Africa's most interesting birds must be the red bill and the yellow bill oxpecker. These birds have been associated with large animals such as our antelopes, rhinos, and even cattle in Africa for many, many a year. There was a symbiotic relationship between these last beasts of Africa and the two oxpecker species for millennia. But something went wrong early in the 20th century due to our European Bos taurus cattle that we brought in to farm cattle in Africa. The natural occurring large animals like buffaloes and so forth, they were resilient against all the tick-borne diseases. But unfortunately, the European cattle didn't have any resistance against all the diseases carried by the wide variety of ticks in Africa. So a lot of dips had to be used to actually start controlling the ectoparasites on the European cattle bred in Africa in order to produce meat for the growing population in Africa. Unfortunately, most of the earlier active ingredients were arsenic and organic chlorine based dips and organic phosphate dips, which had a detrimental effect on the two oxpeckers in Africa, or Southern Africa for that matter. They didn't realize the effect yet, but quite soon the oxpeckers went extinct in a lot of areas that they used to occur. So the eco-services rendered by these birds controlling ticks, tsetse fly, black fly, were no longer available. And farmers relied completely on dips to control these ticks on their commercial herds. Luckily, the Endangered Wildlife Trust formed an oxpecker project, and we started to work hand on hand with the agrochemical industry, and more bird friendly compatible products were developed over time, like the pyrethroids, and slowly but surely we convinced the farming community to only use oxpecker compatible products and to reward areas where the oxpeckers went extinct. We started with farmers' days, working with the co-ops, and slowly but surely big areas became oxpecker compatible or oxpecker friendly using the correct dips. And we set out to Kruger National Park to capture red-billed oxpeckers, and also in the Limpopo Valley. And over a number of years, we captured and relocated and released oxpeckers successfully into areas like in the Eastern Cape, where the last oxpeckers died about 100 years ago. Oxpeckers are flying again and rendering these eco services to wildlife and commercial cattle. Oxpeckers are still high in demand. Wildlife ranches and or cattle ranches are still very positive and inquiring how to actually get more oxpeckers on their ranch or reserve. And the most important aspect will be then to involve your surrounding community, be it cattle or wildlife ranching, refreshing their minds that we can only use oxpecker compatible products. And then luckily, with all the hard work done over time, there is a healthy population of, especially now, the red-billed oxpeckers in South Africa. But yet there's areas where they still need to be relocations in the future. It is advisable to put artificial or natural nesting box at water troughs, be it on a cattle farm or on a wildlife ranch. One can still look at capturing oxpeckers in areas where they are in abundance, and to release them into these areas where there might still be a vacuum. But it is necessary to work through the necessary conservation authorities, because you do need qualified personnel to capture with permits and to transport and to release the birds. We used to use old cattle kraals in the Limpopo Valley or the bomas in Skukuza and the Kruger National Park with an experienced team of A-ringers, conservationists, and ourselves from the Endangered Wildlife Trust. We capture the birds, keep them in temporary holding aviaries, feeding them on a mixture of mints and blood. Then in the quarantine areas, We need to go through the blood tests and veterinary service to make sure that the birds do not carry any disease like foot and mouth or so forth, although it was never proven that they do spread diseases like that, but just for safety purposes. Then on the receiving end at the conservancy, let's say in the Eastern Cape, a temporary holding aviary is erected there. The birds are normally over long distances transported by a small aeroplane in little crates. It's advisable to capture and release about 50 birds at a time to have a viable population on the receiving end. The birds are temporarily kept in the aviary close to the host animals, be it herds of buffalo or cattle, giraffe, etc., just to acclimatize. And after about 2 weeks, one can open the aviary and the birds will fly out of the aviary and meet up with the host animals and start feeding, looking for nesting sites. And over time, we monitored a lot of the natural or artificial nesting sites. And normally within a season, the first season after relocating them, the juveniles are present. And slowly but surely the population grows to a stable population on the reserve or in the conservancy, spreading to the neighboring ranches or conservation areas.
Thanks so much, Arno. And thank you for doing this after coming out of hospital where you underwent a huge operation. Before I sign off, let me tell you that Arno has been appointed by folks in Malawi that need sponsorship to relocate oxpeckers from one large game reserve to another. These conservationists are looking for support. So if any listeners are interested in getting involved, contact Arno personally. I'll give you his mobile. 082-325-6578. I'll repeat, 082-325-6578. Or email arnolaroux109@gmail.com. I'll spell Arno's first name as A-R-N-A-U-D. Then it's L-E-R-O-U-X 109@gmail.com. If you want to listen to this podcast again, contact my website and listen to podcast number 2, flighted on the 10th of June, 2022. My guest was Arno Laroux. Till next week, I'll be hosting another very interesting wildlife person. I'm going to sign off now, so it's so long from me. Talk next week. Cheers, tot ziens, salagashle, shalom, and zwakanaka.